Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Buzzlers. Welcome to the Buzzler Podcast, the free cup of coffee that you get after buying 10 other cups of coffee. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs. Today's guest is the great Bethany Joy Lenz, actress, singer, songwriter, and host of Drama Queens right here on iHeart. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here. This has been fun.
We are delighted that you are our guest. And your show, Drama Queens, very funny. It's you and your co-stars from One Tree Hill talking about the behind the scenes and the highs and the lows. It's very funny.
All of our memories together. It's been fun.
And by the way, do you address what the one in One Tree Hill is? I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, it's the address of the high school.
Oh, it is the address of the high school. Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah. That's weird because I saw on the internet there are all these other theories, like there's only one Tree Hill. There's
it definitely spun into many other versions, but that was the original thought behind the title, other than copying the U2 song. I think he liked the sound of the U2 song and then spun the title into what it would need it to be.
Interesting. All right. And it's sort of in the address, the teen bay shows with addresses as the title, like Beverly Hills 90210.
Right, exactly.
There's a trend.
Exactly.
All right, well, this puzzle is all about phrases like One Tree Hill, meaning three-word phrases that start with a number and then have two words out. So, for instance, one answer might be 10-speed bike, or another might be 12 angry men.
Favorite movie, by the way.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent movie. Those are not answers because we're actually going to go in order from 1 to 6.
Oh, all right.
So we never get up to 10. So we're starting with 1, and I'm going to give you a clue, and you can tell me if you can figure out the three-word phrase that starts, in this case, with 1. Okay?
Okay.
And they're all going to be themed to One Tree Hill because we like our theme.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right. So on One Tree Hill, Lucas and Peyton flew to Las Vegas, where they probably lost money at one of these, a synonym for slot machines. They lost money. They went to Vegas what? And lost money at the slot machines, also known as you got the
I know
one
what
part.
I got the one, but one. Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't gamble a lot. I don't know the names of a lot of slot machines.
Well, maybe it's
like
one
3-card draw, but I don't know. That's not 1.
3-card draw could have been a good one for this. Is one, and it is it's not legs.
One arm Sally. I don't know.
Maybe I'm too old. Maybe that's the problem. One armed bandit. Have you ever heard of a one armed bandit?
I've never heard of that.
That is interesting. Oh, well, we're here to educate.
Sorry.
We are here to educate.
So one armed bandit is a slot machine, basically.
That is another phrase for a slot machine, because the idea is you pull the arm
and
which
it
is
robs
like the
you.
Lever. And it rocks.
Yeah.
That okay. is it. Well, we're here to help. And I'm probably good that you don't know it, because that right. they are. They're a terrible, it's a terrible waste of money. It's not, the yeah. odds are terrible. So don't do the one arm bet. All right. How about this one? Are you ready for
okay,
this one?
Let's try. Let's try.
We're on to number 2.
Yes.
I'm feeling good. Phrase starting with number 2. When Haley and Nathan were dancing
yes.
at the prom, it's possible he stumbled and stepped on her, and if so, she might have said, "You have
2 feet. Left feet."
There it is.
Sorry, there too fast. Is. I should have taken a second there.
No, that's good. That is good. We need to balance it a little. All right, so this we're up to 3.
Okay,
3 of 6. Haley, as you know, Haley works at a cafe, and she did some tutoring, but sometimes maybe she just wanted to run away and join this.
Three Ring Circus.
Excellent. And thank you for the sound effects.
Anytime. Anytime.
All right, we're up to 4. If One Tree Hill had aired on HBO instead of the WB, you might have heard a lot more of these.
4 letter words.
That's such a dramatic reading. That's exactly right. 4 letter words. All right, got 2 more. This is number 5. Starts with number 5. Now I'm worried that this one is obscure like the one armed bandit, but let's try it.
Okay.
So when Sam on One Tree Hill shoplifts a skirt from Brooke's store, she was getting a
5 alarm fire?
Oh no, that's a good one. Wait, I'm doing 5, a visual hint.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5
I'm
claw.
Doing I'm making
5 no, grab no. grab
yeah what am I using
charades. 5-fingered grab
or 5-finger discount as it's oh. maybe more commonly known.
have
you heard that
I
phrase
I've not or heard is, that that's funny
that is interesting all right well good to know. if we do this again, we will use more common phrases.
No, I love the charades. I mean, that's fun. That's great.
Good. And we're teaching, you know, you're learning these new phrases that you can use. All right. Last one. Number 6 is so Lucas and Nathan, at least at the beginning of the series, they hate each other so much that they might wish that the other one were this.
Mm-hmm. I know what this is. 6 feet under.
That's it. 6 feet under. And by the way, fun fact that Andrea, our associate puzzler, dug up. Sprague, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Sprague Graydon, who played Darby in season 2, also played Anita Miller in 6 feet under. So there is a little.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't That's remember funny. Her. But there you go. A little 6 feet under link. Well, excellent work. You did great. You got...
Thank you. Thanks. That was fun.
Almost all
that
of them.
Almost. But I love that you built them around One Tree Hill. That's so neat. I mean, it's amazing to me that you can do what you do with your brain. Just like look at a situation and create puzzles out of it. It's such a talent.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And I only co-wrote that one. So it was Andrea and maybe even Greg throw in there. So...
thank you
but
all.
Thank you. On behalf of all of us, thank you.
Absolutely.
Where can people find more of your content, free or paid?
Yes. Well, for just the daily perusing, you can certainly jaunt over to Instagram at Miss Bethany Joy Lenz, MS Bethany Joy Lenz. And for a subscription, I have a broadsheet newspaper that gets delivered right to your door that I have created and curate. And we have a team of writers, and it's called Modern Vintage News, modernvintagenews.com. And we have everything from travel to it's lifestyle. So it's travel to skincare to how to change the oil in your car to the place sets at a dinner table, historical profiles on people you've forgotten about, puzzles. We have crossword puzzles and games, how-tos, neurodivergent corners, and all kinds of fun things. It's just kind of like a cool person's guide to everything, I guess.
I love that. Now, is it physical or it's on the internet?
It's physical.
Oh,
it'll show up right at your in your mailbox, right at your doorstep. Ah. We'll ship it anywhere in the world.
Fantastic. So before we wrap up, as always, for the puzzlers at home, we have an extra credit puzzle. And Joy, you can play along, but just don't shout it out. You can resist the urge.
Okay.
Here it is. Haley, Peyton, and Brooke. They're good people at heart, but every single season, they were guilty of these. Probably pretty much all of them. All right. Think about that. And puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast, and we will meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.